Blog Talk Radio.
Minister Terry, fourth Thursday of Women Speak Now with What's the Word? Amen. I say all glory to God. This means war. Family, let us begin in prayer. Heavenly Father God, thankful. Thankful. They say thankful Thursday, Heavenly Father God, but thankful every day. Thankful every day, Father, that you give us another opportunity to get things right, Father, to be in right standing with you. Father God, in the name of Jesus, always say, this is the day that you have made. We shall, I'm going to make it personal, Father, I shall rejoice and be so glad in it. Father God, I just thank you, Father. I thank you, Father, for allowing Pastor E, the head over this line, the Now Network, Provoke the Purpose, for allowing him to allow me another opportunity, another time to share a word. A word, Lord, that you has put in my spirit. You put it in my spirit personally to me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I just say thank you, Lord. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for all those that are on the line tonight, Father, and all those that will come later in the archives. And Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that this word, Father, doesn't fall on deaf ears. I pray, Father, that our hearts are open to receive this word. Because, Father, in the name of Jesus, as you give me a word, Father, I look it up because I know, first of all, Father, it pertains to me. In the name of Jesus, Father, I petition my prayers to you. Amen. Oh, family, hallelujah, glory to God. This is September 24th, last Thursday of September 2020. Glory be to God. The Lord gave me this word. And it was fleshly ways. I said, oh, my gosh, fleshly ways. And I was saying, I'm not going to put y'all on this because when the Lord gives me the word, it's personal for me. I have to kill my fleshly ways. Oh, my God. Say, I minister to myself first before I can get on this line. If the Lord gives me something in my spirit, that means I need to go back and I need to see because I know he's speaking directly to me. Amen. I remember growing up, our mom used to call it hasty ways, moody ways, but fleshly ways, that's a sinful nature. And when we got them fleshly ways and sinful nature, we got that was inherited to Adam. Amen, family? I tell you, some of us, our fleshly ways, it has us murmuring and complaining, and sometimes we don't even realize it. Oh, my God. I tell you, when we jump in, we can jump in and out. We can jump in and out of our flesh. When we speak of the flesh means the whole body, your mind, your body, your soul, everything, your mind of reasoning. I always say, imagine if we were being recorded, just like now, if I was live on Facebook and speaking to you. And you could see my facial expressions. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, there's some things that we have done through facial expressions. And we haven't prayed to God to get it right. My God. Sometimes when we're looking in the mirror, we have to examine our own fleshly gestures. And my smile, I wake up in the morning, I just thank God. I smile because I always say he didn't give me another little bitty me, ordinary me, another opportunity to get right. I smile and I thank him. Amen, amen. But when you see smiles that turn to frowns and you see eyes rolling, those are things of our flesh. Oh, my God. This is, I'm telling you, the Lord, he speaks to us. He's speaking to me on some things I need to work on. Amen, family? And I tell you, when we have these frowns and things on our face, we done already had it up in our mind. We knew we was going to bring out that frown. I'm just going to turn my face up. I'm just going to look like I don't care. Oh, my God. Our flesh and desires, they're contrary. They're contrary to God. In all of our lives, contrary to God. But in believers, that's in believers and non-believers. My God, we have to say. And the consequences it produces. I was saying, Lord, before when I was praying today, I was saying, Lord, do I need to get a cup of coffee today and sip on my coffee as I share this word? Because, Lord, I know you're speaking directly to me. My God. And then, family, we have to know we can overcome our flesh. Amen. I always say, have you ever said something or done something in your spirit, when your spirit man, the inner man, was convicting you that that's wrong, that's wrong. The spirit man was convicting you, but the flesh said, you didn't do nothing wrong. Just go on. I tell you, family, our flesh, our mind, that's included. They always say, constant renewing of the mind. Maybe your mind was good yesterday, but we talking about right now. It's a constant process. Keeping our mind stayed and focused on Jesus. Ongoing process. I thank God. The killing of our flesh. Always say the more of the word we get in us, our faith builds. Faith grows by hearing the word and hearing the word of God. I always say I'm making it personal. I'm making it personal for my fleshly ways. Ooh, my mom, rest in peace, mom. And family, this month on Wake Up, Get Up, Now Network, Provoke to Purpose, our ministries, Pastor E has said September, we have self-examination month. That means I'm accountable for what's going on within Terry, as with you, accountable for what's going on in you. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, we all must be conscious of our walk. Are we walking in flesh or are we walking in spirit? Amen. That's what we have to ask ourselves. Family, if you got your Bibles tonight, turn with me to Galatians 5:16-22. And we know to 21, because we know 22, the fruits of the Spirit follow that. Before you can get to the fruits of the Spirit, you got to kill this flesh. My God. And this is Galatians 5:16-21. It tells us about walking in the Spirit. 16 says, I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. My God. 17 tells us, for the flesh lust against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. Constantly battled. And these are contrary to one another, so that you do not do the things you wish. You wish just in fleshly desires. My God. 18 tells us, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. My God. And number 19 tells us, now the works of the flesh are evident, which are adultery, fornication, uncleanness, lewdness, verse 20, idolatry, sorcery. These are fleshly works. Jealousies, outbursts of wrath. Oh, my God. Have you seen people get upset? Outbursts of wrath. We got to tame, kill this flesh. Selfish ambition. Am I doing this for me or am I doing this for God? Dissensions, heresies, and envy, murders, drunkenness, revelry, and the like of which I tell you beforehand, just as I also told you in the past, that those who practice these things will not inherit the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Our flesh can get us, family, in a world of trouble. Family, I tell you, it's an ongoing battle. I don't know how you battle, but I have to go to war. I don't know that song was appropriate. This means war. Battling my own flesh. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, our flesh is like a sin net. It's like a magnet. It wants to join in with sin. That's the flesh. And in Galatians that I just read, 5, but he has emphasis on Galatians 5:16. I say then, walk in the Spirit, and you shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Our fleshly ways, I tell you, my God. I tell you, we can go, our fleshly ways can tell us we can go places where we know the flesh is going to be enticed. My God. I tell you, when you think about it and you read his words, we all were created in the image of God, good and perfect. Good and perfect before Adam and Eve. Before Adam and Eve sinned. And they have passed it on, this sin nature, generation to generation. So we have to be at war, battling our flesh. Amen, family. We should be working constantly at building our spiritual spiritual man, spiritual woman, our spiritual insight. We all know the flesh, it rebels against the ways of God. Against the ways of God, against his righteousness. My God. Oh, my God, this is what it says. We got to die to self. We got to kill our flesh. That's what they say. Well, not just literally, just kill that flesh. Get it under control. Amen, family? Totally executing it. Ooh, replacing it. Oh, I thank you, Jesus. Replacing it with new life. New life in Christ. Spiritual living. Walking, talking, and thinking. Again, that mind is part of that flesh. Thinking. The Spirit in the Spirit. Hallelujah. I tell you, family, this is not an easy process. I lift my hands. I know it's not an easy process. Sometimes I just pinch my flesh, slap my flesh, get you back in line. Thank you, Jesus. To kill this flesh. Amen, family. But it's a constant battle. But we always have to say. The Lord has left us. He left us the Helper. He left us the Holy Spirit. And I call on him. I can't even tell you how many times I call on him throughout the day. I know the Lord has left to help me. He left him for you, too. We got to just utilize the Holy Spirit more. Amen, family. I tell you, what we need help in, God knows. He knows. He knows all of our strengths, and he knows all of our weaknesses. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. But we can cry out for help. We have to cry out, Lord, I need help. And I need help right now, Lord. I need you. Especially in this flesh. Thank you, Jesus. In Jeremiah 17:9, it tells us the heart is deceitful of all things and desperately wicked. Who can know this? My gosh. Then number 10 tells us, and the Lord searches the heart. He searches the heart. And I test the mind, even to give every man according to his ways, according to the fruits of his doing. According to the fruits of his doing. Family, we have to die to this flesh. We look around. You think about it. Every 39 seconds, family, somewhere, they're introducing new porn. I know a while back they were saying, stop watching free porn. They're introducing it. I tell you. But are we living? Are we living in our flesh? I tell you, it our flesh produces unfortunate consequences. But if you know the consequences, don't do it. Amen, family? And if we never desire, we have to desire to change and to repent. Repent from our sinful nature. You have to want that. You have to ask the Lord, help me, Lord, to purge this out of me. I tell you, we will be experiencing, if we don't, we'll experience separation from God, both right now in this life and the life to follow. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, in our fleshly ways, I tell you, we may be, some of us in our fleshly ways, we sow into ourselves. Oh, thank you, Jesus. But in Galatians, I tell you, when the Lord gave me this word on fleshly ways, it put me all the way in Galatians. And when you go into Galatians, before we get to the fruits of the Spirit, it tells you what you got to work on that flesh. Because it just tells you, Apostle Paul told how they were just, cutting up in their flesh then. But in Galatians 6:7-8, it tells us, do not be deceived. God is not mocked. For whatever a man sows, that he will also reap. Thank you, Jesus. For he who sows to his flesh will of the flesh reap corruption. But he who sows to the Spirit will of the Spirit reap everlasting life. My God. It ain't about us. It's about Jesus. Amen, family. The word of God, it clearly tells us not to be slaves to our flesh, our fleshly nature. Obedience results, when we be obedient to the word of God, it results in righteousness. And slavery to sin leads to a destructive lifestyle. You wonder why I'm going through this or going through that. You have fell slave to your own sin nature. This is what it said, we reap what we sow. Thank you, Jesus. I've always said, like I said, this is Thankful Thursday. I'm going to thank him. 1 Thessalonians say, thank God for everything. In everything, because this is the will of Christ Jesus. This is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. I don't care what's going on in the world, what's going on within me, within my flesh. I'm going to thank God. I'm going to thank him when it's bad, and I'm going to thank him when it's good, because I know he has the best for me. Lord, thank you, Jesus. I tell you something. We can overcome. We can overcome our flesh. When we walk it in honesty, you say, confessing our sins to God. And you know if we have something we should ask the Lord to forgive us for. And then once we ask for forgiveness, we repent. Oh, thank you, Jesus. And confessing our sins one to another. Yes, Lord, one to another. And 1 John 1:8-10 tells us, if we say we have no sins, we deceive ourselves, and the truth is not in us. Oh, my God. And if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins. I tell you, to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And if we say that we have not sinned, we make him a liar. And his word is not in us. I always say, thank you, Lord. I thank the Lord for his forgiveness of my sins, my fleshly ways. Always cry out to, Lord, please help me. Help me to sin less and sin no more. Hallelujah. Sin less. Oh, my gosh. I tell you, family, this flesh and spirit may be battling. Thank you, Jesus. We got to be walking, talking, thinking, speaking, sleeping in the spirit, calling out to God. Lord, help us. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Calling on the Holy Spirit. He's our helper. Oh, call on him, the Holy Spirit. Amen, family. I tell you, just being in right standing with God, Spirit empowers us. It empowers us to live righteously before God. And not obeying our flesh. Yes, call on it. Our fleshly desires. Call on the Holy Spirit. Amen, family. Galatians. I tell you, the Galatians, when the Lord gave me that word, I just had to go back into Galatians and get back into it. Because sometimes we can read it and then we can get another revelation later, especially when he has put it in your spirit. Something we got to really focus on it, pay attention. Amen, family. But Galatians 2:20 tells you, I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God who loves me. And he gave himself for me. Thank you, Jesus. He paid for our sins. So this flesh, we could die of this flesh. And also, family, in Romans 6:11 says, likewise, you also reckon yourselves to be dead indeed to sin, but alive to God. Yes, Lord. Dead to sin. You know, God's word is powerful and living. If we don't get into it, we'll never know this. And when you get into it, he speaks to you, me, whoever opens his word, he's speaking to you personally. You just put your name in there on the scriptures. Amen, family. My God, I always say, we have to starve. this month has been fasting. But we have to starve our flesh of its desires. Kill it. Let it die. And I tell you, most of us, when we say the flesh, that old nature will continue. It's going to continue to battle with our new nature. Desires, I tell you, the desires that come from the spirit. We have to flee from sinful acts. Lust. This is Dr. Hamilton Pastore's teaching on our senses. Feels good. Sounds good, looks good, tastes good, smells good, all them senses. Our senses, whatever they are, they can get us in some hostile, fleshly ways. Whatever weaknesses, our reasoning can become impaired, our conscience, and the fleshly ways try to obscure us from them. From God, to distract us from God. It wants to take out of our relationship, our spiritual things, our spiritual relationships. Amen, family? But whatever, I tell you, whatever you increase the authority and the power of the flesh over the spirit, whatever it's doing, you've given authority to it in your flesh over the spirit, that's sin. That's sin right there in itself. I tell you, one goal, we have one goal. That's, we have many goals. We have one goal in our lives as believers, and that's our victory. Victory over our sin. To walk in the spirit. Amen, family. Victory over our flesh. It's a, the flesh, sinful nature. Amen, family. I tell you, in the transformation, we always say transforming our mind. The transformation change in life, it will manifest itself. Righteous living before God, I tell you, no. We won't be, we're not perfect, and we won't be perfect. But I always say just keep pressing to be more Christ-like, more of his character, his humbleness. When you study Christ Jesus, you see his humbleness. He had humility, compassion. He had forgiveness in the spirit. He had love, unconditional love. I tell you, many of us, because I know I struggle with unforgiveness. Many of us struggle. Some people still struggle with unforgiveness in their spirit. They not, families have broke up from forgiveness. Years. Come on now. We always have to let things go and let God. Let God. We have to ask God to purge out of me, Lord. Purge out of me. And sometimes you got to say them prayers out loud. He don't hear you unless you shine them out loud. Lord, I need your help. We can cry out to him. He's available. You know, like you call somebody, they busy. They call out. But you can always go to your prayer. Go to your Father in prayer. He hears us. Amen, family. When we see our fleshly ways, family, when we see them trying to flare up, speaking to minister to myself first right now, we have to cry out. Cry out to the Lord. I tell you, we don't have to act like we have it all together. I know I don't. I tell you, he's constantly at work within me. Oh, I thank it too. I thank you, Jesus. And I always think about that scripture, Philippians 1:6. He says, confident of the ways of the this very thing, that he who has begun a good work in you will complete it until the day of Jesus Christ. He's not going to forsake us. He's going to help us to kill and die to this flesh, so we can walk in our spirit, move in our spirit, love our spirit, sleep in our spirit. Amen, family. I always say glory to God for reassuring us that he will bring us success. I always say success over our flesh. Ooh, thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, dying to our flesh, it doesn't happen overnight. But we know we still have folks that have been in his word for years, and they know the word really well. Yet they still in the church when the buildings were, and the churches was in us, but when the buildings were meeting together, it's still church hurt. Shouldn't be no church hurt unless there's some fleshly ways up in there. Amen, family? I tell you, that's fleshly. My God, I tell you, let our walk, we always say, let our walk line up with our talk. If you know that word of God, you got to practice it. People are going to look. They're looking at right now, this time, they're looking at believers. They say Christian folks, church folks. They're looking at us. They're looking at your behavior, how you're treated. Right now, people are in need. People are out there, they don't know where to go, who to go to. How are you treating them? Are you turning your back on them? Is that the flesh or in the spirit? Are you welcoming them with open arms? My gosh, I tell you. We quit. We always say, we quit to snap and react. And we should be asking ourselves, we're trying to be more Christ-like. We should be asking ourselves, what would Jesus do? My gosh. I got an armband. I had to put that on there on my arm today as I was praying. What would Jesus do? We want to be more Christ-like. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, the spirit and the flesh, there are two opposing forces that's within all of us. They're within all of us as believers. And when you have a non-believer, I tell you, they don't even have the spirit of God dwelling within them. You have to think, they have no power, no power to fight their flesh. That's why we have to thank God he has left us the Holy Spirit to help us, to die of this flesh and to walk and live in the Spirit. Amen, family. And when I tell you, with all the killing, that hurt of the world, the things going on in the world, the hurt and the killings, you have to say, that's 100% flesh operating out there. I always say, my God, help us. Help us, Lord. And in Romans 6:6, the great apostle, I always say the great apostle Paul, you know his story. He went from persecuting Christians and believers of Jesus Christ to be the greatest of sharing the word of God. But when he speaks in Romans 6, he was speaking of the body. He calls the body of sin, that's the flesh. And in 2 Corinthians 5:17, we all know this one. Therefore, if anybody is in Christ Jesus, he is a new creation. And behold, old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. New creation, new nature, new man. New man is now in constant conflict with the flesh. A new creation. You're in Christ, but you're still battling your flesh. He tells us to put on the whole armor of God. I had to laugh because we need that armor of God to battle our own flesh. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you. Right now, family, we're in some serious evil days. But we have joy. We have joy in the Lord. We keep our stay focused on him. Always be praying to him, Lord, change me, oh God. Make me more like you. I tell you, because our old habits, when we're in our flesh, we build up old habits in our flesh. You learn how to do this, you learn how to do that. So now we are a new man, new woman in here, and it's battling. In our old self, I tell you, I was stuck. In my old self, I was stuck on, I had to have me some me time. But now in my new self, I always have to ask myself again, what would Jesus do? Jesus would give up his me time. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, family, we have to please call on the Lord to help me kill my flesh. I remember my mom used to say, our mama used to say, who you think you are walking around them hanky ways? And then I see what she means, fleshly ways. Who do you think you are? My God, I tell you, our flesh will tell us we can't do this, we can't do that. When the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. My God, I tell you, more prayers, more worship, more meditation on his word. Make time. Some people say, I don't have time, I don't have time. Make him the time. He should be our priority. Start our day, end our day, in between our day. Amen, family. I tell you, we all have some time right now in this pandemic era. God has given us time to get right. He said, get right, church, and let's go home. Hallelujah. Praise God, I tell you. I tell you, family, operating in our flesh. We cannot operate in the flesh. I tell you. Now, you and I tell you, we have to think about it. If we was a non-believer and we would see believers, believers, they say Christians, speaking ill and calling each other and rolling eyes and throwing their hands, if we was a non-believer and we seen that, how you think we can draw them into Jesus? I tell you, they're watching. They're watching. Thank God. Always say, I thank God for the people he has placed in my life and my path. Wake me up so I can recognize, open his word, recognize some of my fleshly ways. I tell you, God, his word reveals some things to us. It convicts us. It convicts that flesh. It tells us some things we need to work on. I thank God, too. I thank God for his forgiveness. Forgive his forgiveness, for his faithfulness, for his righteousness, and for his word. Oh, thank you, Jesus, his living word. Family, reading and meditating on his word, I tell you, it still exposes some of my fleshly ways. I tell you, the flesh will tell you, it's okay. It's okay to watch and read anything you desire. And you're going to be all right. That's a lie straight from the devil. What we listen to, watch, and read feeds our spirit. And if you listen to the wrong thing, it's feeding your flesh. And if you listen to stupidity, my gosh, what do you think you're taking in? What are you feeding yourself? I tell you, we all need that circle of influence. I thank God for my Now Network family. I thank God for you guys. And I thank God because we all have to be accountable. Accountable that we're not in our fleshly ways. Because when people know you, they're going to keep it real. And they're going to let you know you're operating in the flesh. You done jumped out your spirit. I know. My sister Rosa, she would tell me that sometimes here too. I tell you, because our flesh family is sinful nature. And the enemy, he knows this. He knows this. I tell you, there are sins in this sinful nature that can destroy. They can destroy our bodies. They can destroy our careers. They can destroy our jobs. They can even land some of us in jail or prison. Sins, that's the flesh. Sin, I tell you, sin will not rob you. It can rob you also of your sleep and your joy, I tell you. But when you're in Christ Jesus, he always said, there is no sin that we commit that will not make God let us go. Thank you, Jesus. When you read through Romans 8, 1 through 4, and Romans 8, 38, and it tells us our flesh, God will never turn, no matter what, we're still his. Amen, family. But our flesh can be lustful. I tell you, anything that overpowers the desire, takes away from what God has forbidden, we have to work on. Amen, family. In 1 John 2 and 15, it tells us, do not love the world or the things of the world, in the world. The love of the Father is not in him. Yes, we in the world and not of the world. And when we love something, when we love something, somebody more than we love our God. I always say, Houston, we got a problem. We have a problem. Amen, family. Fleshly ways, my God. Covetousness, jealousy, sexual lust. I tell you, from the eyes, pride of life. I tell you, you're not God and I'm not God. Self-promoting. It's all about Jesus. Greed and arrogance. Those are all fleshly ways. We have to imagine if a non-believer, if a non-believer seen them characteristics, I tell you, in us believers, acting like church folks, I tell you, our world, I tell you, family, our world is passing away because of fleshly ways. This is why he wants us, he told us we have to die to this flesh. I tell you, this month I have limited my time on TV viewing. Yes, politicians, they're all over the news acting up in their fleshly ways. Then they got commercials coming on. They showing same-sex marriages and different things. Like it's normal. That's fleshly ways. I said, my God, we can't allow our flesh to control and dictate our lives. My God. And parents, God has given you children. He has given us, I'm saying kids too, because I got a little grandnephew, he's mine too, but he has given us kids. And he has mandated us to take care of their flesh. We have to protect their flesh. Amen, family? I remember a few years back, my little grandnephew, he was about two then. It was a movie on, it was just on, and it was a couple. Thank God it was a man and a woman. They were kissing. He wasn't even two, but he turned around and looked at me to see if I seen that. Innocent little kids, but they flesh, see? That's why we have to protect them. Thank you, Jesus. I was saying, I thank God there wasn't no same-sex marriage. When they're putting that on the TV, they're thinking it's okay. I tell you, right now, family, we're at a time we have generations online. We got online school, and you know who else knows they're online? We're mandated to protect them. Predators are online, too. So you better be censoring and tracking what your child is doing. Because I tell you, some of them out there are operating in some horrible fleshly way. Thank you, Jesus. We cannot drop the ball. Can't drop the ball because everything's that's going on. Can't lose our focus. Got to stay in the Word of God. Got to kill our flesh. Amen, family? And also, family, in Matthew 26 and 41, we know this one well. I thank God our proper story, she's been doing a good teaching on this one too, but when the disciples fell asleep, the flesh, when Jesus had firmly and graciously, you know, Jesus, he's full of grace, graciously said to them to watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak. This is so real, family. I tell you, our flesh, the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. And we know the flesh is weak, but we also know, we also find our flesh to try and overpower. It says the spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak. The flesh will try and overpower our spirit. Intentions. I tell you, this is a daily battle. They're like in their own body, we're in a war zone. Thank you, Jesus. I tell you, my God, a war zone with ourselves to die of our flesh. In 1 John 1 and 4, evangelist likes to, we talk about it in the 1 John 1, in the beginning was the Word was God, the Word was with God, Jesus. But evangelist likes to take me to 14. And the Word became flesh, Jesus. And Jesus paid for our sins that we be spirit-led in all truth. Our flesh leads us. My God, family. Oh, my God. By carnal and fleshly desires. But the Spirit gives us life. We have to remind ourselves that nothing good dwells in our flesh. This is why he always tells us to walk in the Spirit, live in the Spirit. Nothing good dwells in our flesh. giant of flesh won't kill us physically. Yes, hallelujah. But it will, we got, it will choose, dying to our flesh, we choose life. Oh, thank you, Jesus, I tell you. Flesh, our flesh, it alienates us from God. To be closer with God, we have to be in it, in the spirit, to remain in our spirit, man. Amen, family. Family, at this time, this is my session with What's the Word with Minister Terry. Killing and dying, killing my own flesh. Amen, family. Fleshly ways. Oh, my God. Glory to God. I thank him. I thank him that he's still working on me. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory be to God, family. Amen. I don't know if Pastor E is available at this time, but I'm going to leave family with some closing remarks.
I'm here. I'm trying to unmute things. Yes, I can. Can you hear me?
I can hear you well, man of God.
Amen. You know, amen. You got to kill this flesh. You got to kill this flesh.
Oh my God.
If you kill the flesh, the spirit can live.
Yes, the spirit will live, you know. I tell you, sometimes
we got
to
kill this flesh.
Yes, indeed. You know it, Pastor E. It's so good, good
Amen.
Family, to hear you back on the line and back in Cali. We have sent the dove out there to Houston to check on you. Amen.
The dove cleared everything up, got the weather right. It was flood the next morning. Everything had receded.
Oh, yes. Praise
so,
God.
So to God be the glory, and we're home and getting back acclimated to this time zone. But good word. I was sitting here catching up on some graphic stuff that I was working on, and just I had to stop for a minute and just rest in Galatians and especially chapter 5 when he's really getting us toned up for that spiritual workshop. On how to build and how to really, really stay strong in the Lord. So awesome, awesome, awesome. That's all I can say is hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Great word. Great delivery. Just great and
glory
all those
to God.
Things. Prophetess Lori, welcome to Women Speak Now. We talking about What's the Word with Minister Terry.
What's the word? Hallelujah. Hey, everybody. Hey, Pastor E. Good to hear your voice.
Yes.
Welcome.
Hello, woman of God. How are you?
I'm wonderful. And you?
Oh, I am excellent.
Praise God.
Good to be home.
Awesome.
Good to be home.
Yes. Well, you know, I thank God for you guys because you guys are mentoring me. You know, I told Prophet Lori, Pastor E, I told him, I can call her evangelist, and even Prophet Lisa too. I call him because I don't want to be disturbing you because I know you'd be busy. But I call them when I need to get an understanding too. You know, amen.
Right.
Thank God.
Amen. And that brings confirmation.
Confirmation.
You still need to call back around over. You still need to hit over here. I ain't never too busy for you. You still need to call back over here, and we get all that confirmation rolling.
Glory be to God.
Praise God.
You know.
This awesome word, that fleshly, the flesh is something else.
It's something else, you know.
And it just so, you know, amazes me how, you know, we know what the word of God says, that we're, as God's children, we're not ignorant of Satan's devices. But
right.
But it seems like we are ignorant, you know. The word says we are not ignorant of his devices, but we act like we are ignorant, you know, because we give right into his devices, you know. In Galatians, it talks about those vices, you know, about sexual immorality and the fleshly things, hatred and lying and, you know, backbiting and walking in hatred and all of these things. And we just, you know, we're ignorant to.
And see, you when we say we speak
it. We're more ignorant to the spirit of God than we are his vices.
Right.
You know?
We speak,
because he
we
said,
speaking
walk
as
in the spirit. Yeah,
right.
And don't fulfill the lust of the flesh. But if we're fulfilling the lust of the flesh more than we are walking in the spirit.
That's true. You're right. And that's what, you know, as believers, then, you know, if you don't know the word of God, perish for lack of knowledge. But as believers, we knowing this and learning this.
Yeah.
So
we are not ignorant of his devices that he's going to
apply
trap us up in our flesh.
Yeah.
Well, right. We're giving more and more and more and more into these deceptive, deceiving spirits.
He knows our weaknesses.
But that's something. It's something that we need to talk more about. Is because it goes back to you and you looking at yourself. Because you cannot operate as something that you're not allowing to have influence over you. If we really gonna be real about it, each and every one of us individuals need to stand in the spiritual mirror and say, "No, because I gave my attention to that. Because I allowed my old past or my old feelings and my old desire to come up. I set myself for distraction automatically. That's why going through those things, I'm telling you, I'm going to be honest with you, it's great not to be in temptation of the things that were my stumbling blocks. Yeah, I don't have to talk about those things no more because there's new stumbling blocks even when you walk in the spirit. Because of the inability for the flesh to really submit. I don't care who told you out there that if you totally give your life to God, that your flesh is going to submit.
No.
I don't know what Bible they read, because your flesh is always going to reject what the Spirit says.
No, you put on that song today. This means war. You at war within ourselves.
Constantly.
That's right.
Prophet Lori, he asked me, "Did you have anything specific you want?" No, I said, "You roll with it."
I roll with the flow. Look, she said, That was already programmed in there earlier.
We are in a war. We are.
Oh, yeah.
And that's why he said watch. Watch and pray.
Watch
because
and pray.
Because the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing that we do not
fall into
temptation. See, we pray and fasting, and fasting is good and praying is good, but we need to watch as well. Because that's Satan out there, he's ready to trap us up. He said watch. Watch and pray.
Hey, look. Now you're trying to steal my Friday motivation, because fasting is watching. Fasting is just not a 30-day thing. We got to learn how to have a fasting lifestyle. We should always refrain from stuff.
There's a lifestyle.
Yes.
Every day you should be refraining from something. There's always a temptation in my life daily that I have to refrain from. That means I'm fasting.
That's right.
I know now for all them Holy Ghost rollers out there that don't have no desire problems and nothing like that, y'all, hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm victorious because I'm winning the race. It wasn't that I was no good back in the day. I was just not winning.
Yes, yeah, right. Now we're victorious.
God didn't discount me. Because I was winning, I just had to stop losing. Whew, Jesus, come on. Pop the locks up in here.
Yes, indeedy.
The Bible says that.
God be the glory.
You know how we are, Pastor E. He said, "Lest you think you can't fall." You know? That's when you fall. At least you think you can't fall. And a lot of people, you know, so I ain't gonna fall. You know, I'm walking in the spirit. No, at least you think you can't fall.
It's a constant battle. It is. You know, it's a constant battle. You can't.
You better watch yourself.
Mm-mm. Yeah.
You better be conscious that we're all we all at one point in time could fall.
Yes.
Yeah,
one wrong move.
Well, maybe, like I say,
some people got it so good together that they don't have to even deal like what I'm dealing with. But I have that mentality because I have failed before and I have went back before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have another chance to fall.
Uh-huh.
That's my mentality.
Mm-hmm. Me too.
Don't have to be your mentality, but for me to survive, I can't take another risk. I'm not going to take another
risk. Yeah, strong mentor.
I can't either. It don't feel good when you go backwards. It don't feel good when you fall. You got to get back up and you got to start all over again. That ain't no fun. It's hard to get back in the place where you are. It's hard when you fall.
That's true.
I don't like that feeling. I'm right with you, Leslie. I don't want to. I can't afford to fall again.
But see, we've been through that. But that one person out there said, well, that's where I'm having my problem. You mean I ain't going to make it? No, just stop falling. That doesn't make us better because I was falling and falling and falling and falling and falling until I finally woke myself up and said, you know, enough is enough. And if I want to win, I have to be the one to stop falling.
That's right.
Yes.
Conscious decision.
Right.
Hey, man, see, good words sparks good conversation. So, Mrs. Terry, we are celebrating you because you kicked this thing off. When you hit that five, 15, 16, I said, okay, she trying to start some stuff tonight. And you did a great job at what God called you to do.
That's what he put in my spirit, you know, and he was speaking to me. Because I tell you, I'm the middle child. Two brothers and two sisters and older, two sisters younger, brother younger, brother. So I was the middle child, and I was always my mom's moody child. So the Lord put that in my spirit. You know, flesh and weight. But if you have to know me, some people are like, oh, look at her. You know, no, I'm not ordinary me. I'm loving. But then, you know, that exterior, you want everybody to see that too. You know, you want to walk it and talk it and show love, you know, and you want to be
heaven,
because that's
I'll say this.
In.
I'll say this. I'll say this as we get ready to close. I think it was 3 minutes into the broadcast, I just got a message from heaven that they were pleased with you. And I said, so your mama was involved. Everybody up
Glory
there in the army said how pleased they were with what God is doing in your life.
Yeah.
And just we celebrate you. We got a couple more minutes. Anybody else want
to
get the conversation?
Evangelist.
I'm gonna bring you back.
All right.
I'm not gonna mute you, but I just want to catch Evangelist before she thinks I'm not gonna bring her on because she can, the dialing one. Evangelist, can you hear me?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Hey,
yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Hold on. All right. So we got you live. Okay. Go ahead, Prophet.
I just wanted to say quickly that Friday. I know, you know, you were in Texas doing your thing, and I was on the line preaching. Mr. Terry said, we can't hear you. She said, you might as well just go ahead and go on the bed, Prophetess Lori.
Yeah.
I said, we're going Facebook Live right now.
Yes, glory
we
to God.
We're going Facebook Live, Pastor E. Will you be mad
hey, look,
now?
I had started it. I thought I started it. I don't know what happened.
You,
so
nobody
can
hear me, and I was steady preaching.
Yeah.
Well, heaven heard you, and then Facebook Live heard you also.
Bless you.
I'm telling you, God's going to send me some help that when I do have to do ministry things, that can take this board over, and I don't have to worry about
it. Right.
But to God be the glory.
We ain't let nothing stop nothing. Hey, it's your belly,
right.
Your God.
That's what
went down. It's your belly, your God.
That's right.
That's right. Come. Evangelist Virginia Valentine, welcome to What's the Word?
Well, thank you, and good evening, man of God. How are you today?
I'm excellent, woman of God. How are you?
He's home.
I'm blessed on purpose, and thank
I'm
God
home.
You're home.
Yeah.
Home.
Yes.
Praise the Lord.
Stay home. Thankfully home.
Praise the Lord. Minister Terry, my
Praise
sister.
Praise the Lord, my sister. How are you?
My sister. Yes. My sister, my cousin.
Yes.
You are my cousin. You are my friend. You are my niece.
That's right.
Oh, my God. Let me say this to you. I never sit in a chair while you was ministering. I didn't sit on the bed. I laid across the bed with my Bible and my pen and my phone. And as I listen to you, as I listen to you bring this word, fleshly ways.
Fleshly ways. Huh.
Fleshly ways.
Yes.
And let me tell you something. The Bible said, in this flesh dwells no good thing.
Yes.
Dwells no good thing.
No good
nothing.
Thing.
Uh-uh. No nothing.
Contrary to God.
The spirit is willing, but the flesh is weak.
Yes, Lord.
I say the spirit is willing, Lord. But the flesh is weak.
Yes.
And let me tell you, you have brought out so many good points. I'm just laying here, and as you were
thank you, Holy
I was
Spirit.
Praying in the spirit very softly. I was saying, come on,
praise
I
God.
I sent a message to you today. I say, preach that word tonight.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, glory
and she
to God,
did.
You know.
And she did. She brought it on.
Oh, Jesus,
I always say,
there.
Thank you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, to be me, be him in me, you know, just because that's why his word, it's his word. That's his
you
word.
Brought so out so many good points. I got scripture, I was on my Bible. I got a note here, I got a note there, I got one here, I got one there. And as I listen, I'm praying in the spirit, and I ask God to really use you tonight and bring us the
thank
word
you.
Of God.
Thank
stop sugarcoating the word. Stop bringing
thank
us lip
Jesus.
Service. We need
thank
the word.
You, Jesus.
We need the meat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I tell
well,
you,
let me
working.
Say this before I get into this scripture. When I was listening at Pastor E, I call him the man of God and the man of faith and all of that. When I was listening at him in Katy, Texas, and he said it, it was like I was sitting in the midst of that service.
That's right.
It was like I was sitting in the midst of that service, and Brother Jay Huffman, I said, get back, I can't see.
Oh, Jay Huffman by the camera.
Right in front of me. And
right in front of the camera.
He was saying, move, move.
I say, move back.
And then he realized
get out the way.
Evangelist say, you know, I thank God for you guys on the line, because I was telling him, Pastor E, right now, we've connected all across the states. We got Connecticut, and we got Louisiana and California. So glory be to God.
Yeah.
Well,
that's
let me share
spirit.
This with you all before y'all get off the line. I got to say something about
sir.
Galatians 5. The Lord had laid on my heart some time ago to do this chapter.
Yes.
5:15 and 16. Let me share
right.
something what 16 says in the Amplified Bible. My Lord.
Sir.
Oh, my God. Thank you, Jesus. Freshly ways. Freshly ways. Woo. It say, but
yes,
I say. This at this. The Apostle Paul. He say, but I say. Walk and live habitually in the Holy Spirit.
Yes. Habitually.
Responsive to and controlled and guided by the Spirit.
Yes, sir.
Then you will certainly not gratify the craving and desire
sir.
Of the flesh of human nature without God. Go over to your name, Jesus.
Yes, sir.
Paul say walk.
Yes.
And live. Habitually in the spirit.
Good habit.
Oh, my God, what an awesome word tonight. Jesus, help us, Holy Ghost.
You say glory to God. Glory, all glory be to God.
Awesome.
And when he gives me a word that stirs in my spirit, he wants me to
do some
work
it to
order
y'all, right?
For myself.
Yes, he did.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And you said something else. Call out to the Lord. When we know we're in trouble and this flesh get in our way, he said, you say, call out to the Lord.
That's
cry
right.
unto God. And
yes,
I start saying, Lord, I say, Holy Spirit, help me, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Help me, Lord,
praise,
to walk
praise
and live
God,
in the Spirit. Help me, Lord, to walk and live in the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Lord.
Be
yes,
responsible
Lord.
To be led by the Spirit. In every situation, so that I will not gratify the flesh.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
You know, my sister, tomorrow's your special day. We're going to give you a happy birthday. Happy birthday.
Yes.
The 25th. Hallelujah. Praise God,
yes.
Evangelist.
Thank you, God.
I'll tell you. Yeah,
well,
we love
God.
Hallelujah.
That's easy
like
to sing it tomorrow.
Like I'm 20, y'all hear me, Nancy? I feel like I'm 28 instead of 82. I feel so awful.
Hey.
I got so much energy. I got a little shot.
You can reverse.
Y'all just don't know.
I'm 16, too.
Ooh,
reverse it. Yes.
Come on,
praise
Pastor
God,
Mary God. Sing that happy birthday to me. Come on, I need to hear.
Come on.
Come on, y'all.
Reach hearts, Father. I pray, Father, that your word touches all of us,
that if we are moving around in our flesh, Father God, that we live in our spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father, because we know this battle with this flesh is already won in Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we surrender our flesh to you for you to use us. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that we continue to worship you in spirit and in truth. And Father God, I thank you for the family we have together. In your son Jesus' name. Amen.
Yes,
amen and amen,
amen
family.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now hold on. I have to say this because I'm on the board and I can see who's on there. Minister Rhonda and Pastor Valores were on the broadcast. We already know who's not gonna dial. We already know who's not gonna dial one out of those two. And then I remember right when we opened the lines, I seen Pastor Valores go off. But she was on. I do know that much. But we'll get another meeting going and get everybody on accountability.
Okay.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. We'll talk, family. Love you all.
Love you all. Happy birthday. Thank you. You're welcome. Good night, family. Good night. Did Pastor don't have no music for us tonight? Good night, John Boy.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Good night.
Praise God, sisters. Love you all.
Good night,
y'all. We'll talk soon.
Love you.
All right. Talk soon. Good night, Pastor E. We're going to hang up now. Good night.